Welcome, everybody. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. Good for the other guys. They won. But it just, to me, Andy...
It really bothers you, doesn't it?
No, well, I honestly think it's a bad system. I think it good for the Royals. Terrific, man. They played great. They won two games in Baltimore. Congratulations to the Tigers. They played great. They get a great finish to the season. Congratulations. They won two games in Houston. So everything the Orioles and the Astros accomplished in the regular season.
Does this bother you in the NBA as much?
No,
when a lower seed beats a higher seed?
No, because they don't play as many games. And it doesn't happen as frequently as it seems to in baseball. That's just off the top of my head.
Okay.
You almost always see the top teams in the NBA get there. Very rarely do the lower seeds actually advance. But the nature of baseball, as we all know, is, hey, did you have a hot pitcher? Wow. Did one guy come up with a big hit, like what happened yesterday in the Brewers against or the Royals against Josh Hader?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. And that's what happens. And okay, I know a lot of people love it. I just think... that's why I can't stand it.
I don't know that
series.
I don't love it. I'm going to throw an idea at you, and all people right. are going to go, oh, my God, Baskin's got another one of those crazy ideas.
And anybody else with me on this three-game thing, or is more playoff teams better? And I'm sure for many people it is. 216-474-0092.
Well, first of all, let me answer that question. I think more playoff teams are better. It keeps more people interested in the game. It keeps more people interested in the game longer. And it gives you hope to want to be interested in the game during the final couple months of the season, too, especially because you don't think your team's out of it. You think you've got a chance, and you just want to get to the playoffs. Now, I've thought about this for a long time because you always – like, I know – I think it bothers you, okay? And I'm trying – like, he's
not
right.
As much as working with you on a daily basis, old buddy.
Yeah, but you have no choice about that. So, but the – like, I think you want to value the regular season more. Is that a fair thing to say? You think there should be a way to value the regular season, correct?
I honestly think the two top teams should go. I think that's probably too little for everybody. So I'm good with the division winners and one wild card.
Yeah, you're just eliminating a lot of baseball fans when you only take two. I'm all about the fans. So I did think about a way to validate your regular season schedule with a little bit of emphasis when you go to the playoffs. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
All right, so the Guardians and the Tigers have played, 13 times this year. The Guardians won the season series 7-6. Going into it, and then, this is the best of 7.
I know what you're going to say.
That you should get a one-game advantage when you go into the playoffs. So let's just say you wanted to make the wild card. I kind of want to bring this back to the wild card because I think you think – best of three is too quick. It's still better than best of one. I'll say that. I'm not a big fan of best of three either. I think that you should at least have the opportunity for a home game during the playoffs. But it is what it is, and it's still better than one. So what if, and again, let's just say the Guardians and the Tigers were playing in the wild card. Make it a best of seven, but whoever won the season series only has to get to three wins rather than four to win the series. So you're giving that team that won the season series a 1-0 advantage going into the series. The other thing you could do, if you really wanted to get crazy, is if a team swept the other team during the regular season, then they get a 2-0 advantage.
Wow.
That way you make the right, that way a game in April becomes super important.
Okay.
I don't know if that's real fan-friendly either.
Let me throw this at you then.
Okay.
Here's my response. In theory, I don't dislike it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I thought you would hate
it. In theory, I don't dislike it. In practical application, I think it's ridiculous.
Why?
Because I think it would get so convoluted and people would have such a hard time following it.
I said exactly the same thing because I explained this to Manigan this morning.
In theory, I kind of like it because it really puts a good emphasis on the regular season. In theory, it's not bad.
Well, thank
practical
you.
Application, I don't think it would work.
I think
work.
It's...
And plus TV, Andy, that would, you know, hey, we're hoping to get a 7-game series. We're hoping to get a 5-game series.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right. There's a point to that, too. I'm okay with that. I just...
In theory, I like it.
But is there another way to value the regular season at a higher rate?
Yeah, you played 162. Who are your two or four best teams? That's how. And again, congrats to the Royals. I mean, there were times this year they looked like they were going to... I mean, they took first place for a while over the Guardians. The Tigers were dead meat. You know, it was all about...
They had a 1% chance.
Right. It was all about the Guardians and the Royals and the Twins. And then, boom, out of nowhere, here come the Detroit Tigers. Good for them. But does a late run make up for a lot of bad baseball by them earlier in the season? Well, it just might. Because I saw a stat the other day. There were only like two other teams that came from so far back or something like that that are close to the Tigers in this regard, and they both won the World Series. So like the hot team coming in might be the team that wins the World Series. To me, that anybody can get hot in baseball and win a series. And if I'm the Guardians, that's a little bit of a concern right now. I think the Tigers have some really interesting young talent. And they're hot. So I would think that they have
like it.
Every advantage over the Guardians, to be honest with you. Except Scooble's not pitching, but what, one time in the series?
That's good news.
Could he go on when? Sunday? On Sunday, he wouldn't get full rest.
Wait, so he
Because he pitched on Tuesday. He'd have to go in game three,
there's
right?
No baseball on Sunday. Yeah, there is no wild card, or there will be no NL or DS series on Sunday.
I'm sorry.
Or Saturday, Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Then he could go on Monday.
Oh, no, there is. It's just all the NL is Sunday. Sorry.
So he could go Monday, Saturday. Because
If
you go to a game five, he could throw game five.
And he'd be good to go on Monday then, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could go Thursday on 3 days rest.
Yeah, but why would they
do
that?
Why would you do that? Yeah, unless it was a...
You don't want to push that.
Throwing it out there.
And that could mean then on Monday, you have Scooble, who is everybody's Cy Young Award winner, and deservedly so, despite Emmanuel Clase's incredible year.
I'd say we let Clase throw 9.
And you could have him going up against former Tiger Matthew Boyd.
Oh, look at you. Jeff, right in the storyline.
Would that be fun?
You're such a producer.
Would that be fun?
Yes. That would be fun. I'm looking at these. I wonder, well, they'll flex out the Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday games. So, again, it's 2-2-1. So you would have both Saturday games. If it should go to a fifth game, both Saturday games are here in Cleveland.
You know, the Guardians did such good things in the regular season. And they finished 6.5 games ahead of the Tigers and the Royals. And I don't think either team is a favorite in this. I don't give the Guardians any edge.
Where was
that? And we just saw how almost nothing home field advantage means in Major League Baseball in a playoff series. Royals go win 2 on the road. Tigers go win 2 on the road. In tough places to play. So yeah. It means next to nothing there.
I agree with you. I think what are the guards like a 1-run favorite tomorrow? I'm sorry, Saturday. My days are all messed up. The spread on this thing is real tight. It's real tight. When is the roster announced? When do they? When do the Guardians have to make their final roster? You guys know that?
It's got to
come
up
here soon. Yeah. So I mean, they still have some roster decisions to make.
No, I do not.
As they go into this thing, so.
Mike is in Solon. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
3-game series. Do you like it, Mike?
Andy, congratulations, dude, on going into the Heights High Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I said
thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Heights High?
Heights High?
Listen to this. I went to 60 games. You remember I've been telling you guys I call you periodically throughout the year. I'm going to 60
regular season games. We have it written down on the wall that you did that, Mike, actually.
In fact, you have won Fan of the Year.
Yep.
For this phone call right now.
Yep.
Congratulations.
I went to 60 games for like about $300, right?
Right.
Because it's $49 a month for the ballpark pass.
And smartest fan, too.
Great idea.
And it's $189 to get into the building tomorrow, like Saturday. Come on. You know what I'm going to do, dude? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to League Park. I'm going to sit in my car outside League Park and listen to every home game. That's going to be the key to getting them through.
Good luck with that,
and
Mike.
The other thing is, I think the Tigers, I'm going to call my shot. Colt Keith is going to hit a home run in this series.
Okay.
And well, how much gas will be in your car when that home run is hit?
With Colt Keith, because you know Colt Keith is from Zanesville, right?
There you go. So.
Grew up in Utah, though.
There you go. What's that?
Grew up in Utah.
He did. He did, or no, Mississippi or something.
Utah.
But anyway, was it Utah?
Utah.
Jeff seems to think it's Utah. I'm going out on a limb on this one.
All right.
Oh, there's your horn. Anyways, the car is ready to sit outside of League Park. Congratulations.
When Colt hits his home run, you go ahead and beep that thing.
Nice
and loud.
Talk about worst places to want to watch a game in your car. I don't care where he's parked. Do you really want to watch a game in your car?
Your phone has enough juice. You can run it off the battery.
If I have my choice, the car is the last place I want to watch a game.
It's pretty gratifying to be able to whack the horn a whole bunch of times when good things happen.
Of course, that could get you A, arrested, B, beat up.
Maybe I might go out and get one of those horns that goes da 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 da. No? No?
Dan and I both just turned our heads and looked at each other.
I think we all need help after that phone call.
Nobody concerned here about the Tigers? I'm real concerned about them.
I just think it's going to be a good series.
They're hot. B, they're not afraid of the Guardians.
No.
At all. I mean, no. You know, that's the one thing about two teams from the Central going at it. Think about this. One of those teams, one team from the Central is going to the American League Championship Series. If the Royals can knock off the Yankees, you're going to have two teams from the AL Central going to the American League Championship Series. My friend Rick made sure he pointed that one out to me.
Thank you, Rick.
And he's right. Think about that.
I've got some interesting...
The division that everybody hates, the division that doesn't spend any money, Andy, could have two teams in the ALCS. Take that, Yankees. How about that? Of course, they got to beat the Yankees to get there.
How about this? A friend of mine sent me the payrolls for these teams. Kansas City, Cleveland, Detroit, $325 million.
Combined.
Okay. Yankees... 318. You can buy three teams for the price of the Yankees.
So I never want to hear, well, you don't spend enough money. You can spend money like crazy. Doesn't mean you make good baseball decisions, do you? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.